Good morning. The time is 9:06. Currently overcast skies and 63 degrees in downtown Wausau. Live from our Bow Falls studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in Wausau, I'm Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welch. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Again, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us at facebook.com and x.com and the Bow Falls Radio page to be able to watch a video stream of this program as well. Coming up at 9:20, we'll be joined by Paul Micklick. Get ready for another big weekend of sports out there. Before we go any further, need to say good morning again to Ian Welch. Ian, good morning.
Morning, Chad.
I know that your Saturday has now been changed a little bit, right?
Just a little bit.
Any other plans?
I still have my sister coming up from Madison, but her participating in the CHUF is has now been moved up a day. Or, wait.
Move back.
See, I can never get that right.
Right.
If it's moved up today, if it's moved up a day, that means it's earlier. If it's moved back a day, it's later.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, but it's been moved back a day. But it was really nice to have her home for the weekend.
Also, again, I want to remind folks, I talked about this in the first segment of the show. Tonight I was supposed to be over at Sunnyvale, be part of the Celebration of Life event with Extra Innings, Ted Hartke. We've had him on the program a number of times in recent weeks. Really looking forward to a great event to raise money for area cancer patients, all of which in central Wisconsin. But with the horrible weather forecast, Ted Hartke was forced to cancel the event. And he gave me a call this morning as I was coming into work and could hear the hurt because he's put so much into this. I mean, this organization is still fairly new, Extra Innings, and wanted to do something special for cancer patients here in central Wisconsin and for the people that are in the midst of the battle. And, you know, we always talk about raising money to find cures, which is fantastic. But in this case, it's about doing things to make the lives of the people who are fighting and the families around them just a little bit better. Do something special for them. But unfortunately, the forecast for central Wisconsin, Ted posted on his Facebook page, poses significant challenges, and we are concerned about the potential costs versus the expected attendance, which would affect our fundraising efforts. He says, in lieu of the event, we will direct the funds we've received to support local cancer patients. He says, your support for Extra Innings means the world to us. And also, he adds, if you'd like to make a contribution, please visit extrainnings-wi.com/events and select the donate option. And I have forwarded Ted Hartke's message to my Facebook page and also to Bow Falls Radio Facebook page. So if you could click on that link, make any donation that you could, even a very small one, they're all greatly appreciated. And again, it's a sad occurrence where he's put so much into what was going to be a fantastic weekend when the weather just is not cooperating. But he has told me, he said, yeah, this is just a setback. They're going to come back bigger and better than ever as they continue to build Extra Innings. So, again, if you were planning on coming out to Sunnyvale to see me along with everybody else, unfortunately, both tonight and tomorrow, the event, because of the very heavy rain we're expecting, has been canceled. Also, I wanted to talk a little bit here in this segment about an event last night. If maybe a few of you saw it, it was on Fox Television. It was a special Major League Baseball game. It was played in Birmingham, Alabama. Basically, it was a chance to honor the legacy of the Negro Leagues and a bit more. This game was played between the Giants and the Cardinals. It was played in Birmingham at Rickwood Field. And there was a moment during the game, and I give credit to Craig Calcaterra. He is a writer. He has a daily newsletter that I subscribe to called Cup of Coffee. It talks about baseball, but also talks a lot about news and politics and a lot of other stuff as well. But it's basically a baseball newsletter with a lot of news and politics in it. And Craig Calcaterra wrote that Reggie Jackson joined the Fox MLB panel before the Cards-Giants game at Rickwood Field last night. During his appearance, Jackson, who played 114 games for the Oakland Athletics Southern League affiliate in Birmingham in 1967, was asked by Alex Rodriguez about his feelings upon returning to Rickwood. Jackson did not lean into any feel-good sentiments that Major League Baseball or Fox likely wanted to hear from him, and he did not hold back. And before I talk about exactly what Reggie said, it's so good because in this era, we are getting, for lack of a better term, a whitewashing of history. And we see so many conservatives right now trying to change history, teach history that is not basically true, try to hide the aspects that make them uncomfortable. Jackson said, "Coming back here is not easy. The racism when I played here, the difficulty of going through different places where we traveled. Fortunately, I had a manager and I had players on the team that helped me get through it, but I wouldn't wish it on anybody." Jackson then described about how he would be called the N-word and be denied service at restaurants and hotels. Jackson then said if it wasn't for his teammates and coaches with the Birmingham A's, things would have gotten even worse. He said, "Fortunately, I had a manager in Johnny McNamara that if I couldn't eat in the place, nobody would eat. We would get food to travel. If I couldn't stay in a hotel, they would drive to the next hotel and find a place where I could stay. Had it not been for Raleigh Fingers, Johnny McNamara, Dave Duncan, Joe and Sharon Rudy," he says, "I slept on their couch 3-4 nights a week for about a month and a half. Finally, they were threatened that they would burn our apartment complex down unless I got out." Jackson said, "Without McNamara and his teammates, quote, I would have gotten killed here because I would have beaten someone's bleep for derriere." It was so good to hear the truth about history. And again, not all history is positive. There are aspects of history.
History makes us uncomfortable. That's why we study history, so we can learn from the past. That famous quote, "Those who forget the past are doomed to repeat it." And that's what's been happening in recent years. You know, people aren't learning from our past because, let's be honest, just back in the day, we were not very nice people. We made mistakes. Yep. We hurt people. We said awful things. We threatened people's lives because they were different, because they spoke a different language or they had a different skin color. We need to learn from those mistakes. We can be better than that, but some of us are choosing not to. History is very important, and you're absolutely right. History is not always positive. Sometimes it hits rather ugly.
And Craig Calcaterra, I thought, put it really well as well. He says that Jackson was not describing life in the Negro Leagues or during the heart of the Jim Crow era. What he described took place 20 years after baseball was integrated, over a decade after de jure segregation was outlawed, 3 years after the Civil Rights Act was passed, and 2 years after the Voting Rights Act was passed. It was a time when many who are reading these words were alive, some of whom were adults. Jackson himself was an active major leaguer into the late 1980s, yet he faced the sort of bigotry and discrimination that many people in this country tend to casually assume was the stuff of ancient history, if indeed they even acknowledge that it ever happened. And make no mistake, Calcaterra wrote, "We're at a point in American history where there are many people, including people in positions of power or who are seeking positions of power, who are actively trying to bring back the conditions Jackson described and who want to turn back the clock to before the Civil Rights era began. Our Supreme Court has gutted the Voting Rights Act and multiple state legislatures have passed laws forbidding the teaching or even the discussion of racism, institutional or otherwise, in public schools and universities. Republican politicians and activists have their eyes set on eliminating anti-discrimination laws and have, as both a matter of policy and rhetoric, have embraced the notion of returning blacks and other minorities to the status of second-class citizenship, and they have done so shamelessly." Indeed, an example that Calcaterra put out is just 2 weeks ago. Byron Donalds, who is an African-American, but a sitting Republican congressman who is actively seeking to become Donald Trump's vice presidential candidate, argued that things were better for black people during the Jim Crow era. He said, quote, "You see, during Jim Crow, the black family was together. During Jim Crow, more black people were not just conservative. Black people have always been conservative-minded, but more black people voted conservatively." And then HEW, Health, Education, and Welfare, Lyndon Johnson, you go down that road, and now we are where we are. Donalds did not get caught on a hot mic saying this. He said it before a crowd at a Trump campaign event in Philadelphia. And not a single Republican of consequence, let alone the man at the top of the Republican ticket, offered a word of criticism or pushback. Calcaterra says, "We're living in a perilous time. A time when a large number of Americans want to erase the racial and social progress we have realized over the past 50 to 60 years. These efforts cannot be stopped by our ignoring them. They must be actively fought, and the first step in doing so is by reminding people of what actually happened in those times and calling BS on those who wish to distort history."
Thank you.
In light of that, Calcaterra says, kudos to Reggie Jackson for not holding back on his account of his own personal history. Kudos to him for not contributing to the sanitation of history at large. It is only through plain and straightforward words like his that we can keep others from dragging us back to the dark ages, which so many fought and so many died to help us escape. This is truly a fight that has to be won, because if these conservatives whitewash history completely, again, as Ian said, we will repeat history. We will repeat it, and we're seeing it. We're repeating aspects of the 30s and the 40s right now with Donald Trump in public life.
And it's really ugly.
The time is 9:18. We'll come back, scheduled to be joined by Paul Mikla here in just a moment. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It's not a tricky day. It's a wonderful day. It's my last day before vacation. And it's a great way to do it is to have Paul Mikla come on in and join us as I get set to
break out
of town tomorrow. Yep.
You're packed, ready to go?
I am not ready to go. But the thing is, I don't take that much. I'm not a heavy traveler. I'll just pack up, drive to Minneapolis, fly out, win a $1 million tournament, and then come back.
Well, congratulations. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, you can always dream. I made a good run last year. I want to take it a little further this year.
You got a lot of pressure to get better.
Well, it'd be not easy. Because
you were pretty close.
I know I was. I still wake up. I still wake up and I think of that card. Oh!
And then the thing is now...
But I bet you there are points of, you've had games where there's like one play you just still think about. Like, oh, that one play. It's like, that card. It's like one... Because it changed everything. Now it's like...
Your life. Money.
I could have won it. I could have won. I could have gone all the way. Except for that one card. I was a 92% favorite. 92% chance that I was going to win a huge pot, move on, have a huge stack. We've been top 10 going into the second day. And then, boom. Oh, stab to the heart. All right.
What if you would have won?
Nothing would change.
Nothing?
No.
Well, see, but you said change. It changes your whole life.
Well, it could be. But I've actually thought about this. Okay, let's have a beautiful thought here that I step in Sunday, and it's like it doesn't finish till Thursday. It'll be a long grind. This is a big tournament. Last year, there were more
You're saying Sunday Thursday?
This is like one of the biggest. I decided to play in this one. This is one of the bigger tournaments. It's the Millionaire Maker. That's what they call it. And then it actually starts today while I'm still in Wisconsin. There's three flights of day one. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then everybody that survives then gets joined together on Tuesday. And then they play Tuesday.
So they have an off day on Monday? Recoup day?
No.
You said Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like you're right. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday gets joined up for day two.
Okay.
And then you have a couple, then 3 days, and then the final six players play on Thursday. But let's just for argument's sake, say that I get on an incredibly lucky run, along with my normal, incredible, skillful play. And I win it all. And I thought about this. I'll still be here on Monday, July 1st, coming back to do the show. I'll still be... on July, we'll be going out to do a 7-on-7. I'll still be on a Friday night going up on the first Friday going up to Superior to do a game with Wausau West.
So then, why do you say that card would have changed your life?
Because I'll be able to do some other things along with that.
Yep, that makes sense.
I'll be able to be generous to the organizations that I would like to be generous to. I'll be able to. Maybe get a home of my own.
Would you lock it down and get a house and say this is where you're going
to
be?
But my biggest thing would be to make sure that I had some money or I didn't have to work until I keel over. Because at this point, that's what I'm going to have to do. Because I would actually then have a retirement fund. So that would be the biggest thing because I would not want to spend it all.
Yeah.
So there you go. I'm a man with a plan, you know, a man with a plan.
Now, let me ask you this, and I know we're supposed to be talking sports, but what happens?
That's actually an interesting
question. This is a sport, I guess.
No, people talk about that. It's a game. It's not really a sport. I call it a game as opposed to, I think, you know, a football, the physicality is an aspect of sports. It's a competition.
Yeah.
It's a game. I think, in a sense, I don't want to compare sitting at a table and saying, you know.
You're not doing the same thing Jordan Love's doing? Or
no,
is that what you're
exactly,
saying?
Exactly. I'm not standing in there against a 320-pound defensive lineman coming after me. So, but what you're saying.
So what happens if you're out on Sunday?
There's actually a couple of other smaller tournaments that I would consider getting into. I would get into another tournament.
Okay, so you did look around.
I do. This is the one that's kind of the bigger one. And then there's a couple of lower buy-ins that are still. Because that's actually what I did last year. I actually was in two tournaments. The first one I kind of busted out much quicker. But I like talking about the second one because I actually made a decent run on it.
Well, yeah. So my point is it's not going to be one and done.
No, it will not be one and done. I think the second one would be on Tuesday. So if I don't make it that far, I would. And also, if anybody's gone out there, I mean, there's all these little tournaments that are non-WSOP tournaments as well. They keep you busy where for a small amount where you're not, you know.
But you won't be able to retire earlier if you win those. Or still?
No. I would not be able to retire early. This one is sort of a, I mean, I.
This is the biggest one you've ever been in?
Oh, this will be, I mean, this will be in terms of the field size, yeah. And it's also the most I'm paying into a tournament, too. So it's like, it's a $1,500. I usually get into $1,000. Or the one I got that last year, that was actually only a $600 one. So the second one would be a $600 one. So I put away some money. That's not as all because.
So how far could you go? Like, could you be out within the first?
You'd be out in the first hand. I mean, you could literally be out in the first hand because I was in a tournament a number of years ago. You know, I sat down. It was pretty early in the tournament. I got aces. So this guy raises. I raise. He raised again. I raised again. He went all in. I called him, and I had the best hand. But if a king, he had pocket kings. So if a king who gets a straight or a flush, I would have been out like that. I mean, really within the first hour. But instead, it held up. I doubled up, and that helped me, and I actually cashed in that tournament. So, I mean, the wrong card comes up. I'm out in the first hour, but instead, I lasted basically the whole day and all night and got into the money. That's how it's a turn of a card. It really is a turn of a card.
Wow.
You know, if you get, you have to be lucky, number one, but you also have to be skillful as well. I mean, it's a combination. You can do everything right and lose.
Well, that's why they call it gambling.
That is why they call it gambling. Because, but it's also, real fast, it reminds me a little bit of bowling, too, because you can throw a perfect ball. It doesn't mean you're going to get a strike. I mean, when you go bowling, and sometimes you throw a terrible ball, and the pins just bounce around, and
and then you get lucky. And it's, but those guys are pretty good.
And it's also like baseball, where if you hit a line drive that's caught, it's an out. If you hit a little dink or a little dribbler, it looks like a hard hit single. You know?
Correct. You go from a Hall of Fame career.
So everything, I think every aspect of life has a little bit of a luck factor in it, doesn't it?
A lot.
Yes. So it all comes back to life itself. I think that's a perfect way to segue to our information update and then come back and actually talk about sports with Paul Micklegg coming up. The time is 9:29, Full Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It's 9:35. Looks like a little bit. Was it raining when you came in?
Sprinkling.
Looks like it's a little bit of light rain out there. 63 degrees, as it's going to be a wet one today and tonight, wet one into tomorrow. Then it'll dry out by the end of the weekend as well. One other thing before we turn to real sports, you knew exactly what I was going to say. My first thing when I get out there tomorrow, because I fly out there, the flight arrives in Vegas at a little after 4 o'clock, and then I'm going over to the Excalibur Hotel. And there's two reasons I'm going to the Excalibur.
Have you ever been there before?
I've not stayed there, but I've been in it.
Okay.
Because, number one, I got a really good deal. You know, you go on and you find the best deals, and you don't want to spend money because I don't have that much money. And number two, in the hotel, they got a Krispy Kreme. So I'm going to check in and go get my Krispy Kreme donuts.
Bring a couple extra back so I can have some too, please.
I say all the time that I wish we had one here, but if we did, I'd be about 50 pounds heavier.
We did have one.
I did for a very short time. It was over by that on Stewart.
Yep.
Right now it's like a mattress store or something.
Yep.
But I swear it was only there for a couple months. I mean, it was like weird that it went away that fast. But I don't think there's a Krispy Kreme like in the state of Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah, I think the closest is you have to go like to Iowa or maybe Minnesota, but it's really weird about how that is because I love Krispy Kreme donuts. I tell you, I love them. That's the part. My vacation, basically, almost as much fun as playing the poker is going and getting a big box of Krispy Kremes.
So everybody knows what Chad will be doing tomorrow night.
They talk about this Red Lobster thing all the time. Get a Krispy Kreme here. And I'll come back so refreshed on poker and Krispy Kreme donuts when I get back after that. So.
You look refreshed already.
I'm excited. Can you tell I'm excited?
Yes, which is good.
I tell you. It's like, because, I mean, you have the same thing where it's a long school year. I did 135 high school broadcasts.
Yep.
I need a break. And then, of course, after that, it's not too long until we do it all over again. We get on that hamster wheel.
Slow down, Chad. We'll worry about your trip tomorrow.
I know. Well, let's talk some Brewers last night, late game against, again, I mean, we talked last week. They just win 2 out of 3 every series. 2 out of 3. And they keep on extending the lead. They get more and more over 500. Last night, was one of those games where it's like you actually kind of say, because in the first inning they had a chance to turn a double play and actually get out of the inning. And,
4 runs later.
And the thing is, every game there's going to be a miscue, you know, and hopefully it doesn't hurt you. But in this case, it hurt them big time, and it wasn't even an error because you got an out on the play. But
so it was earned runs.
But it was an error because it should have been a double play, and then all of a sudden 4 runs, and that was it. I mean, they came back, but if you don't have that 4 runs, the Birds probably win pretty easily.
And what really, they use their bullpen quite a bit too then.
Yeah.
So when you're in that kind of game, you know what I mean? So when you use your bullpen up, so now who's going to be available for the next day and things like that? That's what actually, if you just lose 10-0 and you go in there and you throw those bottom guys and it doesn't really affect your probably bullpen as much, but you actually were in that game, so you used your bullpen and quite a bit, and now that's going to affect it for the next day. That's the thing that with baseball is very unique and very strategic on there, where how you're going to use your bullpen. And they came back, and but again, it goes with runners in scoring position. I understand that they had a guy at second in the top of the ninth with two at bats, and they couldn't get him. Again, not that you. Because Hoskins did just before that, he doubled. Mm-hmm. But it's just one of those things where it's like, and we had guys on base. They just do not, right now they're just struggling with getting guys. I mean, they're 2-for-19 in the Angels series. 2-for-19, and they won a 2 out of 3.
The pitching has been insane, to be honest with you. I mean, the win game's 2-0. And I mean, and it's been so consistent. They're winning low-scoring games. It was a 3-1 against the Reds last weekend in a game. I mean, these low-scoring games, I wish I would study it a little closer, but it seems like these low-scoring tight games, they win at a much higher clip than one would expect, and will that continue? We'll see. But boy, they find ways in these, and often it, like last night, 7-6, they tend to lose the high scoring games. Yep. We've seen it from time to time where they don't win the slugfest, but boy, they find ways to win these low scoring games, and it's still, I mean, it's amazing. Again, when you look at the amount of runs allowed, how far ahead they are of most of the teams in the National League, and they're doing it just. I don't know what you call it, smoke and mirrors, but they keep having guys, another season-ending injury. I mean, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
And I know that we've talked about in the past, but can this continue?
No.
you keep saying...
I'm going to say no. I mean, I watched that lineup that San Diego has. Their top four hitters, five. I mean, they can hit the ball. I mean, they're going to have a trouble in this. I don't know how San Diego's only got... But the thing is, they had a chance with that pitcher last night, a young guy. That only reason he really got in there was because... it's out, but he's coming back in the next time in through rotation. So they had a chance, like, you know what I mean? Like they've taken the chances they've gotten and they've executed them and got those wins. Last night was maybe one of the few that they haven't, you know, that game was there. They had bases loaded in the top of the first two before we even got to the air.
To a
hit there breaks that game open. That pitcher probably is out maybe in the first.
It's a lot easier to play with a 4-1 lead than be down 4-0 after one half inning, because
4-1.
But I'm saying after the first inning,
yes,
4-1.
Yes, yes.
So he's able to take a deep breath. Hey, I got a little bit of room to maneuver with. If it's 4-0 in the top of the first, this guy's probably looking for the nearest exit right at that point.
Correct. I mean, because they went out there once already. I mean, they went out there before. I couldn't believe how early they went out there to talk to him, and it wasn't like they were doing really anything to him. It was a little bit with that he was wild. And they came out and talked to him. And so I think they were going to have a quicker hook with him, knowing the fact that they were going to have their other guy back in the next time in the rotation. And they could have broke it open. It doesn't seem like they can get it broken open. And even that 3-1 game you said they won, it was one hit.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, they're like a big inning team right now.
Yeah. Do you still trade Yelich?
I
was thinking about this week. I asked Mick, like, because we were talking early in the season, hey, you know, when you have a chance, but you can't do that now. You can't when you're 6.5 games ahead in the division.
But I would say is it'd be interesting to see if they got a starting pitcher, what they would have to give up.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I don't know
you
who.
You would have to be able to sell it as, hey, we're trying to make this team better.
Correct.
In addition, it helps to take a little off the back end. But if you can sell it, hey, we're actually have a better chance to go deep, whether it's win the division, whether it's go into the playoffs and finish things off. So, yeah, I guess, you know, you'd have to get somebody that would be of help now, not just a, you know, a salary clear for
I don't
the
think you want to do it at the you know, end of July.
No, you'd want to do it
now, like in right. the next couple of weeks. And because, the thing is, I don't know why. But, if they don't do it right now, I can't see them doing it at the end.
And I still don't think that's going to happen. I mean, you just after what happened a couple of years ago, the backlash with the Hader trade, that I just don't think they can do that again. It was such a – it just in the end – obviously, I think it's turned out, hey, they made the right decision.
Yeah.
But at the time where the season kind of tanked, it's.
But would you, let me ask you, would you keep, because it doesn't look like they're going to get too many guys here. I mean, a couple of those guys are coming back
most of them are done.
Are done. So, I mean, this is.
You got to do something, right?
Can you keep it like this?
That's a good question, because if they keep falling like this, you'll be having double A pitchers coming up pretty soon.
Well, I mean, they did. They called one up yesterday.
You're right.
I mean, that's where
single
they're
A,
at.
Single A.
I mean,
they'll be calling the Woodchucks.
Bring those guys out there. But I mean, right now they think Rodriguez is their number five starter. Do they feel confident with that for the next 3 months or 4 months, it is? I just don't know if they are.
And I hope these major league teams start to figure out what's going on here, because it's ridiculous. Not just Milwaukee. If you follow, you know, the transactions and read the stories, all these pitchers that are getting hurt and then having surgery and being out for 12, 18 months.
Yep.
You got to go about, I mean, you got to start thinking about this. Are you, because last night I was looking at the rundown for the games the previous day, and there were about four or five, six pitchers that had given up either zero or one run. None of them went beyond the sixth inning. Some of them got into the sixth, maybe finished the sixth, but none got beyond the sixth. And these were guys that had no runs on three hits or one run on four hits. And so it's not that they're going too deep, but I do think that back in the day when I was younger, these guys that would go seven, eight, nine innings, they would have to pace themselves. Now they're just constantly spin rate. They're killing their arms. And so even if they're only going five innings, they're doing more damage than them when they went nine innings, because nowadays, I don't know if these teams are pitching coaches or whatever saying, okay, 100% all the time. You can't do that. I don't know whether that's the answer or not, but what they're doing now is not working, I guess is the bottom
line. Well, I mean, for the Brewers, and I don't know if this is from the major leagues if you look at it, but all those guys that are hurt, are starting pitchers.
Yes.
Like the relievers are okay. I mean, I don't know
so,
if that's...
So now that I cringe seeing, well, then I guess we'll just have to have guys go no more than three innings.
Well, I mean, is that what it is? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Because that goes back to your philosophy of saying that they're going full speed.
Maybe
they can't.
Maybe you can't go five innings full speed. Maybe you can go two innings full speed, you know, where you just come in here and throw 102 miles per hour and then have the big breaking balls out. And if you watch in slow motion, you see those arms.
Yep.
You see the elbows kind of, you know, I mean, it's not a pretty sight.
No.
It's not surprising ultimately, but yeah.
I mean, how many different pitchers do they have? The slurve and the this and that. You know, I mean, they got.
And frankly, you shouldn't be just using these guys basically until they wear out. I mean, that's wrong on a different level, in my opinion. But that's maybe a whole different.
Well,
thing.
I mean, I would think you'd want them healthy because you're paying them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you're going to purposely do that.
But I wonder, are they looking at this in any serious way, or is that just bring on the next guy? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, just think about Josh Gosser, that he just got up. He was hurt in the spring training. And he had the opportunity to start five games, win all five of those games, not him, but, I mean, the team did.
Right.
And now we'll see in 12 months. Maybe.
And he's
hopefully.
And again, I shouldn't say making no money, but he's not a guy that's been able to get to the point where he's making that big money. So it's like, it's a shame for him because he's not getting, number one, not getting the opportunity to pitch in a pennant race and getting this first opportunity. But it's also tough where it's like, If you're say you know, say you're Josh Hader now and his arm falls off,
he's got the money. Yep.
He's got the money.
Yep.
So you get a feel for the guys that go through the minor leagues, because again, a lot of those guys don't make any money in the minor leagues. It's really tough. So and it but again, it feels like they got to get together the minds along with medical professionals. Say, hey, why is this happening at this level? Because it does seem like. You can't go onto a website and say, oh, another guy going under the knife would be out for a year and a half. I mean, it's craziness.
Well, those guys are making a lot of money.
Yes, they are.
Somebody's making money.
I knew I shouldn't have said the term money because I knew you're gonna come right back at me at that point.
No, I'm just saying the doctors are making.
I know. That's probably why, you know. Hey, I think you should go under the. And then here's the check, Mark Antanasio.
We don't want to check. We don't want to check what's wrong. We want to keep him getting hurt so we can keep on taking care of him. No, I'm kidding.
We got a minute left. What do you else want to talk about? Because we've spent the whole time on either poker or baseball. Is there anything else?
Well, the Packers are off in the for a little time. That's about it.
Bucks have two picks in the draft next week, 23 and 33. I think they do need to get some guys that can actually contribute this time around because they're so top heavy. You gotta have a few guys that, and they're getting older too. It's like
since Giannis, when's the last time a draft pick
has hit,
helped,
hit for the Bucks or helped for the Bucks? I would have to do some research. On the plane tomorrow, I'll do some research.
You get that out. Get that out. And when we come back in 2 weeks, I want to make sure I want to make sure I hear all about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're gonna be talking about all your winnings too.
I'll be, the bills will be dropping all my pockets as I walk into the studio.
Then we'll go golf.
There you go. Hopefully we'll be dry by then.
Well, it's not going to be after this weekend.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Have a great trip, Chad, and thanks, and have a great weekend.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. It is Friday, June the 21st of 2024. That means it is day number 173 of this year. There are 193 days remaining, so you can do some quick math. There's a 20-day difference between what day it is and how many are left. That means in 10 days' time that we will be right in the middle of 2024. So, yep.
Unbelievable.
It is truly unbelievable. But some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On the 21st of June of 1982, that means 42 years ago today, John Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity for the attempted assassination of U.S. President Ronald Reagan. On this date in 1989, a 15-year-old West Palm Beach, Florida girl received $81.25 in damages after she sued her prom date for standing her up.
Ouch.
On this date in 1989, the Supreme Court ruled that burning the U.S. flag as a form of political protest is protected by the First Amendment. On this date in 2004, Spaceship One became the first privately funded space plane to achieve spaceflight. On this date in 2006, Pluto's newly discovered moons were officially christened Nix and Hydra. On this date in 2013, the U.S. officially charged Edward Snowden with espionage. And on this date, 3 years ago today, in 2021, Carl Nassib became the first openly gay player in the NFL in a post on Instagram. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Bernie Capel, he played the doctor on The Love Boat. Bernie Capel is 91 years old today. Actor Meredith Baxter, she was the mom on Family Ties, big NBC hit from the 1980s. Meredith Baxter is 77 years old. In fact, Meredith Baxter played the mother on that series. Michael Gross played the father on that series, Family Ties. And they were born on the exact same date. So Meredith Baxter is 77 years old today, and Michael Gross, who played the father of the The Family Ties crew is 77 as well. What are the odds of that, I tell you?
I don't know.
Actor Doug Savant of Desperate Housewives and Melrose Place is 60. Actor Carrie Preston of The Good Wife is 57. Actor Juliette Lewis of Yellow Jackets, among other movies, is 51. Actor Chris Pratt of the Marvel films and Jurassic World Domination is 45. Prince William turns 42 years old today. Jussie Smollett, Empire actor who also got himself into some trouble by faking a beating. I'm not sure what the entire story was that, but he got charged with reporting a false claim of a beating. But Jussie Smollett is 42. And dancer Sharna Burgess is 39 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Go Skateboarding Day. It is International Day of Yoga. It is Day of Prayer for Law Enforcement Officers. It is Day of the Gong. It is Flip-Flop Day. Excuse me, Flip-Flop Day.
Probably not a good day yet for flip-flops.
Probably not. You have some very wet toes if you're wearing the flip-flops.
On Sunday when the weather's better.
It is Peaches and Cream Day. This one I will never, ever want to see at my workplace. It is Take Your Dog to Work Day.
I don't have a dog, so thankfully I can't do that.
It is Ugliest Dog Day. It is Selfie Day. It is Smoothie Day. It is also World Giraffe Day, World Handshake Day, and World Music Day. So plenty of different events to acknowledge here today. All right.
All right.
It is time for our number for the day. And every day we have a number for the day. I give Ian Welsh three different choices. So based on that, you have three choices, one of which is correct. You should get one out of three, 33%. So every week the goal is to get to 33% for Ian to have a successful week. And already this week you've had a successful week because you're two out of four. You're at 50%. But 60% is much better than 40%.
There's always a chance to improve, absolutely.
Well, you want always to be get more right than wrong for a week. That would be very impressive. Mm-hmm. All right, our number for the day is the value of the Las Vegas Aces. Another Las Vegas. I mean, it's almost like they knew what I was heading to Vegas. Okay, the value of the Las Vegas Aces, the highest value of any WNBA team.
Okay.
So this is the number for the day, the value of the Las Vegas Aces, the highest value of any WNBA team.
Okay.
Is the correct answer $14 million? Is the correct answer $70 million? Is the correct answer $140 million? So the value of the Las Vegas Aces, $14 million, $70 million, $140 million.
Okay. Don't overthink this. I'm going to go with $70 million. B is my final answer.
All right. The correct answer, the value of the Las Vegas Aces, the highest value of any WNBA team, is $140 million.
Oh, it was the biggest
it
number.
It was the biggest number today.
Just like yesterday.
I forgot whether it was the biggest number. It was the biggest number yesterday. I guess you're right.
It was.
Oh, well.
It was because I thought it was 85. I was close, but it was 95.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, still a good week. Still,
I still got over 33%, though. So that's a positive, that takeaway.
All right. Well, Ian, I will see you in more than a week, week and a half.
You have a good vacation, Chad. I hope you win a good amount of money. And I hope you bring back some Krispy Kreme donuts, too.
I'm just there to have some fun.
TGIF, everybody. Happy Friday.
Bob Look will be our host next week, sitting in for me. So, again, make sure you tune in from 8 till 10 a.m. Bob will have some great guests throughout the next week. Ian will still be here with Bob as well. So, everybody, have a great weekend. Have a great next week. I'll be back on Monday, July the 1st, and be back with more Chad Holmes Show. Coming up next, it's Matt and Air on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.